Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The FT.
Hello, I'm David Cheel. Welcome to the FT's Culture Cast. This is the latest installment in a series called The Life of a Song. This week's song has undergone quite a journey, from a 19th century Cuban national hero to a 21st century recycling campaign in Sweden, via the peace movement of the 1960s, swinging Latin pop, and the football terraces of England. It's widely accepted that the tune to Guantanamera was written in the 1920s by a popular Cuban radio host, José Fernández Díaz, who would perform the song on his show and make up new verses each week based on current events. There was a claim of authorship on behalf of another songwriter, which reached the Cuban Supreme Court in 1993, but the case was rejected. Fernandez's chorus sings the praises of a Guajira, peasant woman, from Guantanamo, the Guantanamera of the title.
Yo soy bueno y como bueno, moriré de cara.
Some years later, the Cuban-born composer Julián Orbón adapted the song using as verses a poem by José Martí, a Cuban poet, essayist and revolutionary philosopher born in 1853. A book of Martí's poems, called Versos Sencillos, Simple Verses, was published posthumously. He died fighting the Spanish in 1895. Among them was a poem about a sincere man from where the palm trees grow. Yo soy un hombre sincero de donde crece la palma. The words were a perfect fit. Martí's lyric expresses sympathy with the world's poor, and it was this that attracted the attention of the American folk singer and campaigner Pete Seeger, who picked up the song in the early 1960s and transformed it into an international peace anthem. There is no mention in the song of peace, but at a time when the Cuban Missile Crisis was casting a shadow over the world, here was a Cuban-born song with a memorable chorus that audiences could sing along to and express their international solidarity. Little can they have imagined what would later take place in Guantanamo Bay.
Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera. Yo soy un hombre sincero, de donde crece la palma.
Other folkies of the period recorded versions. Joan Baez, Exquisite, Julie Felix, and, most successfully, the Sandpipers, whose combination of Hispanic harmonies and spoken words touched a chord worldwide in 1966. It's worth mentioning, too, that Guajira, as well as being a peasant, also refers to the form of rural Cuban popular music in which the song is written, one that reached the ears of a young Bob Marley. In the early 1960s, his Wailers recorded a hybrid tune called Guajira Ska, whose rhythms reflected the proximity of the islands of Jamaica and Cuba. In the meantime, Spanish-speaking artists latched onto the song. Cuban-born singer Celia Cruz gave it an up-tempo salsa treatment in the 1960s. There's terrific footage on YouTube of Cruz shaking and strutting in a shimmering dress, while José Feliciano embellished it with his characteristically baroque finger-picking flourishes. From there, it made its way to the football grounds of England. No one quite knows when football fans decided that Guantanamera was an appropriate tune for terrace songs, but in recent decades it has joined Blue Moon and Verdi's La Donna e Mobile as a vehicle for expressions of support or disdain. Most often the chorus of Guantanamera becomes, aimed at opposition fans, "You only sing when you're winning," or in praise of a particular player, for example, "There's only one David Beckham." And in its latest incarnation, an adapted version of the song has become the anthem of the Swedish government's campaign to get citizens to recycle more of their waste. The campaign slogan is Panta Mera, recycle more, which fits nicely, well, almost, with the chorus of Guantanamera. Swedish bands and singers have therefore been creating their own versions of the song and putting them on YouTube and on the official Panta Mera website, which is entirely appropriate given how many times the song has been recycled.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.